From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Madera County is the geographical center of California, located just north of Fresno in the Central Valley. This largely rural agricultural community has been dealing with a lack of health care options. 2 years ago, Madera Community Hospital succumbed to financial pressures and shut down. It was the lone medical facility serving adults who then turned to neighboring Fresno and Merced counties for care. It's a region that continues to face more patients than available beds. But the new year comes with a promising development. Earlier this month, Madera Hospital reopened. Tim Sheehan is a health reporting fellow for The Intersection from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative and joins us with more. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
So for those who maybe have driven through, haven't spent much time in Madera County, can you describe this area for our listeners? Who lives there? What is the main driver of the economy in this county?
Sure. Madera is a town of about 66,000 people. It's the county seat for Madera County. Madera County has a population of about 160,000 people. It is largely agricultural. Agriculture is the primary economic driver here. The population, like most of the Central Valley, is majority Hispanic or Latino. Madera County and Madera have a higher unemployment rate than the state as a whole. The median income level is lower than the state as a whole. Unemployment is higher than the state as a whole. So, yeah, it comes with some built-in disadvantages just being part of an economically disadvantaged region.
I remember having conversations on Insight about this hospital specifically a couple years ago. When did it first come to your attention that this community hospital in Madera was at risk of closing?
Sure. Well, at the time I was a reporter for the Fresno Bee, and there had been indications of trouble in 2022 that the hospital, as the hospital was seeking a merger with another operator to help keep it afloat. Ultimately, that didn't materialize. So in December 2022, I happened to be working a weekend shift for the Bee when the hospital sent out its announcement that it was going to be closing the emergency room in late December, and then closing the entire hospital and filing for bankruptcy in January. So that's where I picked up the story. And after the new year, it was handed off to other reporters to follow.
When looking at Madera Community Hospital at that time and having those conversations, it was the lone adult facility. There was a pediatric facility in Madera County. So how significant was this medical center to the community?
I think very is the best way to describe it. Madera Community Hospital opened in 1971. It was 51 years old approximately when it closed. And it was, as you say, the only adult care facility in the county. There's Valley Children's Hospital a few miles to the east, closer to Fresno than it is to Madera. But their specialty is pediatrics, not adults. So they have stepped up to some extent, providing emergency care for critical patients. But the situation in Madera was such that when this hospital closed and its emergency room closed, then you had people having to head south to Fresno or north to Merced for hospital care. That meant a longer drive or a longer ambulance ride to get the care if they needed it.
Hmm. You spoke with Dr. Simon Paul. He's a public health officer for Madera County, and he touches upon this. We're going to play a part of your interview where he's talking about how the hospital's closure created problems for patients that he described as moderately sick.
The hole that's missing is for the moderately sick. You know, if you're super sick, car wreck, gunshot wound, unconscious, EMS picks you up and takes you to the nearest hospital. And for a lot of those things, sometimes the level of care was in Fresno anyway, right? But then you get the people who, well, they didn't have to go to the emergency room, but they could have. And if it's nearby, they do. If it's far away, they don't. And that's people with things like, you know, their diabetes is way out of control. Before, they would have gone around the corner to the emergency room. But now they think, well, let me see if I just restart my insulin, if it comes down over the next day or so. And sometimes it does, and sometimes they show up in the hospital or the urgent care or their primary care docs much sicker than they would have been if they could have gone to the ER.
So what I'm hearing is a big consequence was delaying care and allowing potentially conditions or diseases to get worse.
Definitely. You know, the proximity to an emergency room is the main thing that Dr. Paul is talking about there. Because a lot of people go to the emergency room for things that aren't necessarily emergencies, but can lead to emergencies at some point down the road.
Hmm. You also spoke with Dan Lynch. He's the director of the Central California Emergency Medical Services Agency that serves Fresno, Kings, Madera, and Tulare counties. And he talked about how the closure was affecting the ripple effects of nearby hospitals in Fresno.
I think what it told us and has really identified even as a larger issue is that we just don't have enough beds in the valley. And so even though Madera Community being a smaller hospital, just a small impact of that closure on the other hospitals is significant because the other hospitals are already completely, you know, over capacity almost every day. It was a chess game. You know, it was quite the deal. And just to try to protect the hospitals that were already under siege.
You have to remember when this hospital closed, this is a couple years after the pandemic started, and we know that hospitals and healthcare systems were strained and burnt out. What kind of role did that play on the ripple effects that other hospitals had to shoulder because of this hospital's closure?
Well, when this happened, it was sort of in the waning days of the pandemic. The pandemic was still with us. It was at the beginning, you know, just after Christmas and right before the new year. And so you had hospitals in Fresno that were already chock full of patients. And so you had this incremental increase, not an avalanche of new patients coming from Madera to the Fresno hospitals. But when you're already full, where do you put these new patients?
Hmm. Is it unusual for a community hospital like this to close? Is this happening elsewhere?
It's relatively uncommon, I should say. You know, over the years here in the central San Joaquin Valley, there have been occasions in the past where a smaller hospital has been sort of on the financial cliff, on the verge of closing, and had a merger with another organization to keep the doors open. Adventist Health, which has a system here in the central San Joaquin Valley. They did that with hospitals in towns like Selma and Reedley here in Fresno County and to the south of us in Tulare County as well. Early in my career in the mid-1980s, the small town of Kingsburg in southern Fresno County, you know, closed. They you know, couldn't keep the doors open. And they explored a number of ways to try to get things reopened, from having it converted to a substance abuse treatment facility that, oh, by the way, we have an emergency room or a skilled nursing facility. And none of that ever really panned out. So it's not common for a hospital to close. And of course, it's not just a Central Valley issue. The California legislature even passed a bill in 2023 in the wake of Madera's closure to provide financial relief to distressed hospitals all across the state, not just here in the Valley.
Okay, so that bill and funding, did that help Madera Hospital reopen?
Yes, that was the Distressed Hospital Loan Program. That was spearheaded by State Senator Ana Caballero and State Assembly Member Esmeralda Soria, both of whose districts include Madera Hospital. The bill allocated $300 million for distressed hospitals. Madera received the largest single chunk, $57 million, to help it reopen. And it was one of 17 hospitals across the state to receive assistance as a result of that bill.
Is that enough of a Band-Aid to ensure that this hospital stays open, given that it succumbed to financial pressures and there's these existential financial pressures facing the healthcare system?
I guess we'll see. That's probably the best answer. You know, there's not necessarily an ability to read a crystal ball on this. The company is the American Advanced Management, which has taken over the operation of the hospital, hopes that that will be enough between you know, what they're cutting, what they're adding, and the efficiencies of scale that I think they're hoping to realize from blending Madera with some of the other hospitals that they operate here in the state. You know, may be able to keep it going.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Tim Sheehan about his reporting on the closure and reopening of Madera Community Hospital in the Central Valley. So when the reopening happened, this was earlier this month, a little over a week ago on March 16th. Right. What was it like? What was the energy like for this kind of re-grand opening?
There was a great deal of enthusiasm among the people who were attending. The grand opening itself was on relatively short notice. The hospital got word on Monday the 17th that its license had been approved, and so they whipped together this ceremony for Tuesday the 18th. So you didn't have a lot of public there. You had a lot of hospital staff that were gathered. You had, of course, elected officials, and you had the hospital CEO, the hospital's leadership. But for months, there had been anticipation within the community on social media, people posting to the hospital's Facebook accounts, questions like, when are you going to open? What's taking so long? We can't wait. We want you to get open again. So there was an air of anticipation even ahead of the opening. At the opening itself, it was an opportunity for the hospital leadership and elected officials to proclaim Madera's resilience and declare a return of hope for the community.
In addition to bringing back a healthcare resource for the county, oftentimes hospitals and healthcare systems are large employers for the county as well. Were they able mm-hmm. to rehire staff or other service providers?
Yes, to some extent. When they closed in 2023, certainly a number of employees moved on to other things. But you had at its pre-closure peak about 700 people that worked at the hospital. When they reopened last week, they were at 500 and expecting to ramp that up as the hospital's services build up. The jobs that were lost, we're talking about nurses and technicians to orderlies and back office staff. So you're talking in some cases about jobs that were pretty well paying. And in a community like Madera that it already has economic disadvantages, that has an impact.
Mm. You spoke with the Madera Community Hospital, the new CEO, Steve Stark, on the abrupt loss of the hospital. And this really underscores the reality that we don't really appreciate a medical facility until we're in an emergency and we really need one.
Right. Yes. There was a hair metal band called Cinderella back in the 80s. They released a song, a power ballad in 1988, saying, "You don't know what you got till it's gone." And that kind of sums up the situation.
Let's take a listen.
I think the community saw really what it felt like to lose a hospital. And I think many hospitals are kind of in that, they're teetering on the edge of financial, kind of turmoil. But until you've lost a hospital, I think it's hard for anybody to imagine what it means to not have a hospital.
Hmm. I want to hinge on that teetering on the edge of financial turmoil. What exactly is he talking about, if you can expand upon that?
Sure. Well, in the few years before the hospital closed, they had been experiencing some fairly significant financial losses, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, $27 million in the final fiscal year before they closed. A lot of that was attributable to the fact that more than half of Madera County's residents are covered by Medi-Cal, which is the low-income insurance program through the state and federal governments. And that program typically doesn't reimburse at a rate that covers the cost of providing the care. In fact, in the 2022 fiscal year, data indicates that the losses attributed to Medi-Cal reimbursements were almost $39 million. So, they were draining cash. They were draining their available ability to keep going.
Yeah. I want to play another clip with the CEO and a message that he has to leaders in charge when it comes to these funding challenges.
But I think it needs to be a wake-up call for our elected officials, for the Department of Healthcare Services, HHS. I mean, they need to hear this because hospitals are going to continue to struggle and close.
Finally, I mean, that's a good place to end, because you have been a journalist in the Central Valley for decades. You were aware of even this lone hospital and the challenges for several years. What lessons do you take away, or a bigger message do you take away from the closing, the reopening, but still having these challenges on the horizon?
Yeah, I think, and Steve kind of referred to it in the clip you just played, to some extent, I think Madera Community Hospital is sort of like the proverbial canary in a coal mine, in that, you know, Madera is not alone facing these challenges related to low Medicare and Medi-Cal reimbursements. And of course, your private insurers also want to leverage the best deal they can for reimbursing for care for their private insurance patients. So it is a system that at some point somehow needs to be fixed. And that, I think, is what the CEO is hoping for. And that's what some of the other folks that I talked with, Senator Caballero, Assemblymember Soria, and Dr. Paul, all sort of address the same thing. Somehow the reimbursements need to be addressed so that it's not unsustainable.
Tim, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tim Sheehan is a health reporting fellow for The Intersection from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, sharing his reporting on the closure and the reopening of Madera Community Hospital in the Central Valley. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.